Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for putting up with my hoarseness today. It's just a little bit of a slight case of laryngitis, nothing that hurts, but it does sound different. Thank you for putting up with it. As I say, I encourage you to show up every day, and I do the same thing. Richard DeKayser is our guest. We're still with Richard, and he's the president of Woodley Park Research. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Richard? That's your website, woodleyparkresearch.com.
Yep.
So check that out. And by the way, look for Richard. He's one of the important talking heads on CNBC, at least. I know that's one channel I've seen you on, Richard. I don't know about
I've done Nightly Business Report 3 times in the
good.
Past. Might be what you're thinking of.
I don't always see. You're talking about on CNBC?
Yes, CNBC, but also Nightly Business Report.
That's Yeah. I only see you on CNBC, but good for you. I'm sure you'll be a lot of other places too. And by the way, folks, Richard wasn't a small business owner when we first met him, but he is now, and he's having a ball and doing a great job. I'm proud of what he's been doing. Richard, talk to us about the housing issue, because this is another part of the headwind that's holding the economy back.
Absolutely. I would go so far, Jim, as to say housing is the single most important aspect of the economy right now.
It's more only so than unemployment?
Yeah.
And let me, wow.
It's only 2% of GDP, which makes it seem small, but it is of outsized proportion to, first of all, people. People hold most of their wealth in their homes, and when that wealth has been falling as it has in recent years, that makes them much more skittish in spending money. And we've seen over the past year some improvement in that, and that's very important for household confidence and spending behavior. Number two, the financial sector, as you know, has been beleaguered by massive losses, and those losses have overwhelmingly come from the housing sector. So stabilizing housing is important to financial institutions, will encourage them to extend credit more freely, and important to consumers who will then spend more freely. Now, the status is that we did, in fact, post a very obvious recovery last year. Between roughly April and December, things were pretty much moving upward, and then they have hit an air pocket since then with big declines thereafter. This is one of the murkiest areas, unquestionably, we have had weather in America. It's been wetter and colder than usual. That always takes a toll on housing. Also, we had tax credits from the federal government, which were generous. Then they were set to expire last year. At the last minute, they were extended and expanded, but because a lot of people hurried to get in before the deadline expired.
The pent-up demand went away, didn't it?
It
declined.
Did. Yeah. So the question here is, are we in fact in a bona fide recovery, or was this just something temporarily juiced by tax steroids and now we're going back to a decline? I think the answer is the former. If you read through the numbers carefully, I think we've got an improving market. I think prices have stabilized. I think sales are improving. But it's going to be a murky situation in terms of the numbers we're looking at, especially when we start seeing results for February, which was the worst weather month of the winter. The underlying trend, as I read it through there, is improving prices, is improving sales. And we spoke a moment ago about the need for this to play in easing credit conditions, especially relevant to small businesses. I think that has begun. Every 3 months, the Federal Reserve asks questions to banks. Are you easing credit? Are you tightening credit? In the January survey, we saw the first indications that they were beginning to ease in years.
Is there concern, Richard, for the availability of to buy these mortgages and securitize them? The governments they've stopped. They're going either have or are going to stop buying them. The Fed is going to stop buying these. Is there a problem with the market for these securities, for these mortgages, new mortgages?
It depends what kind of mortgages you're talking about. You're right. The Federal Reserve has been buying almost $1.3 trillion with a T in mortgage-backed securities. Now, the boring, plain vanilla, what they call conventional conforming mortgages, are fine. That market has recovered. Demand is strong.
The 30-year mortgage type.
Problem is with these subprime and the more dubious mortgages that were so popular three and 4 years ago. That market's not coming back.
Well, it doesn't need to come back. I mean, that's dangerous. Part of what got us into the problem we're in now. But I guess what I'm wondering is, has the infrastructure that we had before all the mayhem happened, is that getting back to in order?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. You know, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two big processors and guarantors of mortgages, have effectively been nationalized.
Yeah, but are they going to be a player in the future?
I think they are.
They are.
They're not going to be a player like they were in the past, where they reap the gains of benefits, but impose the burdens on taxpayers. They're going to be either smaller.
But going forward, you're more worried about housing than you are about unemployment. Is that right?
I think it's more critical to the recovery, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good report today, Richard. Thank you for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time. Richard DeKayser, ladies and gentlemen. WoodleyParkResearch.com is the website, too. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.